Good afternoon, Mumia. What a pleasure this is.
It is a pleasure for us both, I hope.
I think so.
You have been, seems to me, singled out by the highest levels of the Justice Department for something that was not a crime, either now or even up until the signing of the infamous Patriot Act. Would you tell me what that was?
The Justice Department decided that things that I did as a lawyer are now to be outlawed, are now to be made into crimes in order to deter other lawyers from vigorously defending people. What I basically did was I issued a press release on behalf of my client. They said that this press release was a materially aiding a terrorist organization. And as they have accused so many others recently of that same crime, it seems to have no bounds whatsoever and can be used just about for anything.
So was this essentially illegal communication with your client?
Well, they had put on us a certain prison regulation. This is something Leonard Peltier also suffers under in the federal system. It's called a special administrative measure, which lawyers and clients, not clients, but people that we represent, must sign on to say that you will not communicate with the press on behalf of your client, thus making it impossible for any First Amendment right to be protected. In other words, Sheikh Omar was entombed in Minnesota. He was not allowed to communicate with anyone but his lawyers and his wife in Egypt once a month. We, in contravention of these regulations, did make press releases on his behalf, but it is only now that that has become an indictable offense.
Isn't this kind of a, on its face, violation of the First Amendment?
Isn't it? I couldn't agree with you more. But you know, they hide everything behind that cloak of security within the prison, and now, of course, security for the whole nation. They are going to be the protectors of Americans, they who have done so much to make it impossible to protect this nation.
So, is it not also a fact that the U.S. government, through the Justice Department, monitored your communications with your client?
Yes, this press release was in May of 2000. For the next 6 months, they went back and forth about whether they would let me in the prison again. They finally said, oh, yes, you can go in the prison, and we signed on to enter the prison again. Only, meanwhile, they had set up their cameras and tape recordings so that every conversation that I had with Sheikh Omar by telephone or in the prison were monitored. They heard every word that was said, in total derogation of the Sixth Amendment and, of course, the attorney-client privilege, which is part of that.
What appears as if that's not just vanishing in federal prisons, it's vanishing in state prisons as well. Is it not so?
Well, I think so. You know, the states, they are not very slow to follow any leads that Big Brother gives them. So I think that most lawyers nowadays are sort of looking over their shoulders and thinking to themselves, who may be listening in? And if that doesn't create a chilling effect, as you well know, between the communication between attorney and client, we all assumed they might be listening, but not that they might use these things as a basis for further prosecution.
I would hope that you have heard from a number of your colleagues who are in stark protest against this latest governmental action.
The New York Times wrote a piece in their magazine called Left Behind. I think more to encourage people to leave me behind than to, but of course they've been saying the left has been dead in this country for many years, but to the contrary, we're alive and well, and I have gotten outstanding support, not only from the so-called radical or leftist lawyers of the National Lawyers Guild and other organizations, but from the everyday mainstream lawyers who understand that if we can't do this work, even within this racist criminal justice system, the way we have always done it, there will be no right to defend anymore. That right will just vanish. So I have gotten marvelous support. I once said that you have to die to find out how many people love you, but I'm getting it in this life.
Well, that's very good to know. I think that it should obviously, I think, be said that this is not kind of a lawyer's right. This is a right of the accused.
Absolutely.
Affects thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, and perhaps millions.
I said to a young documentary maker, you know, it's really not about whether or not this can happen to you, but it really is about if it does happen to you, who are you going to call? Because there won't be a lawyer to call. The whole movement aspect of lawyering will disappear completely as they just knock us off one by one. And to me, that is the real essence of this work, is that we be permitted to lawyer in the way that we lawyered throughout the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and defend people such as yourself in these cases as political people, not just as defendant number 10872.
You have 1 minute left to talk.
Lynn Stewart, it has been my pleasure to talk to you and to have others share our conversation, other than the government, of course. And I support you, and I think what you're doing is quite wonderful.
And I may say, Mumia, I support you wholeheartedly. I'm sitting in front of a beautiful banner with African cloth saying, Free Mumia and All Political Prisoners. And my work for 30 years, and it will always be my work.
We're going to have to create a new banner saying, Free Lynn Stewart.
Yes, I'm for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All the best.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.